You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mark King. For this show, I also cover the Grizzlies over at grizzlybearblues.com. As the assistant editor, you can see all my work over there, along with a lot of other great people as well. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts. It really helps us. Make sure if you have a moment, please go rate and review the podcast as well in Apple Podcasts. It really helps our rankings. Also, go get the new podcasting app, Himalaya. It is super easy, super intuitive to use. You can actually curate a playlist of all your favorite podcasts over there. So head over to wherever you get your apps, whatever app store you use, and download the new podcasting app, Himalaya, and subscribe to our podcast straight through there, and you can get the latest episode. And when you get in your car, make sure you just tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Grizzlies, and it will play the latest episode, which is pretty dang cool. On today's episode of the show, we are talking about Jonas Valanciunas, all about it. His option is coming up this Thursday, so we want to make sure we cover it all. And here's the thing about the option. There has been some talk about him possibly declining it, or just, you know, we had some discussion about it this last week of him wanting to go further in the season, all these things. So we're going to talk about the quotes from him, why it makes sense, why I would be surprised if he opted out. And also, the other thing we're going to do is go through all the teams that have the space to sign Jonas Valanciunas. If Jonas opts out, there are a lot of teams that won't even have the space. So we're going to look at cap space, look at fit, who has centers, who doesn't. If he does opt out, who has the space to sign him above the mid-level exception, which is what he's going to try and get. So let's dive right in. Jonas Valanciunas has an option to a player option for the Grizzlies. The deadline is Thursday, June 13th. That's the deadline for this option. The option is $17.6 million as the player option. I've said this for as long as we've had this show going on this year, as long as we've had Jonas Valanciunas, that I would be surprised if he did not opt out. I've said this in an argument with Joe Mullinax, as we had on this show, that he thought we'd get $19 million, and I thought that was crazy. At the time, I said that $15 million would be the most I'd ever give him. And then I went down to $12 million, and that's kind of where I'm at now. If Jonas opts out, and he doesn't want the mid-level exception, which is like $9 million, and if you don't know, the mid-level exception is what people use or teams use to sign players that are already over the cap but under the luxury tax. It is a mechanism that teams are able to use every year if they're over the cap, and they have a biannual exception every other year. But the mid-level exception is about $9 million, and that's about what you're going to be able to get. If that's what they used to sign, like Kyle Anderson last year, for example, that's what they used to sign him. And that is what you're about able to get. Now, if you look at Jonas, and he's going to, again, he's got $17.6 million hanging out there. And if you decline that and you try to go and get more, obviously you're going to want to get more than the mid-level exception. So you're going to want to probably, again, if I'm a team, you're looking at probably $10 to $12 million for a multi-year deal. And if that's the thing they want to do with the Grizzlies, that's fine too. Like, he can opt out of this option for the Grizzlies, and he can sign a longer term deal with the Grizzlies because they'd have his bird right. So he can actually, if they wanted to, he could opt out and sign a $10 million over three, you know, sign a $30 million for, you know, $10 million for 3 years, something like that. I think that's probably fine. I don't think that's a big deal. If the Grizzlies were to sign, they have to have centers. They have to have players. People always talk about, is Jaren Jackson a center? I don't think he's a center. I don't think he's a center now, and I'm not sure he's a center ever. I mean, maybe you can get away with playing him at the five in spots, but I don't think he's a center really in this league at all. I think his game is definitely suited more towards a power forward. Look at something like someone like Anthony Davis, who has never really been they play him in that 5 minute at spots, but is not a center in this league. So same thing with Jaren Jackson Jr. So they need a center. So like, if they were to sign Jonas Valanciunas for 3 years, $10 million or something like that, I think that's probably a good deal. That's probably a very good deal, going up to like $12 million a year. I think above that, you get into a situation where it could potentially not be a great deal for them, especially on the back end of that deal. You're looking at someone like Jonas Valanciunas, and something I've said before is Jonas is a guy who doesn't do anything. I mean, he does things, but it's not something that is not easily repeatable by another player. Like, he does things really well. He rebounds the ball well. He has a good, has a limited offensive game around the rim. He's good around the rim, but he's limited outside of that, you know. So there are things that he does really well, but it's not necessarily those things you can't repeat. It's not like you can't go and get another center in free agency this year if you really, you know, or next year or wherever via trade. It's not like you can't go get a center that does those things that Jonas Valanciunas does. There's nothing in his game that you can't be that you're need so badly that you can't let him walk if he wants too much money. That's where you're at with Jonas Valanciunas, and I think that's the problem with him is that that's the leverage that he doesn't have. That there are a lot of, you know, in this, especially in the NBA, there are a lot of centers that do what he does and do it really well, and that's great. But there's not a big market for that in this league. There's not a big market for a big man that just, you know, that always rebounds. I mean, the market is just not there to pay those guys that amount of money. There is a need for those guys. There is a need for centers that rebound the ball, defend, finish around the rim. Those things are needed in this league, and teams need that, but not for $17 million, not for $19 million. Nothing like that. $10, $12 million a year, that's probably what you're looking at for Jonas Valanciunas. Let's take a quick break. We will come back and talk about all the teams that have the possibility to sign Jonas Valanciunas coming up after the break. Today's show is brought to you in part by Hotels.com. Don't hate your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded. Welcome back to the show. Again, make sure you download the new podcast app, Himalaya. It's free. It's super easy to use. Has every single podcast you love. Just search over there for Locked On Grizzlies, and you can subscribe to this show straight through the new podcast app, Himalaya. So we talked before. Let's talk about if Jonas decides to opt out. We mentioned that he had some comments to his coach over there in Lithuania that he wanted to wait until the end of the summer, wanted to wait to deeper in the summer, wanted to have more information before he makes that decision. Unfortunately for Jonas Valanciunas, the information is not there because the information, it doesn't matter. He has to make a decision on Thursday whether he's going to accept that player option or he's going to decline it. It's just a fact. That's all there is to it. So if he declines it, so in his mind, if he declines it, he either thinks he can get a higher number or longer term deal from a different team, but that can only be limited by what teams are able to spend on Jonas Valanciunas. So I've identified 16 teams. I went through all the teams and all the cap space. There are 16 teams that could get there in cap space, whether that is they have the space already, whether that is, you know, renouncing cap holds. There may be a few other teams that are able to get there, but 16 is about what you're going to get. So those teams, here are the teams, and we're going to talk about each one a little bit, and then I'll tell you the teams that, again, would most likely be a destination. There's not many. So once you get to the teams that actually have the space, but then you have to look at the teams that have the space, but also are either going to re-sign their current centers, or their centers have player options, or centers that are better than Jonas, or just have centers already. Again, like I mentioned, Jonas is a guy that has skills that is easily repeatable. So if those guys and teams already have centers on their team, or already have centers they're going to re-sign, either with bird rights or something like that for a cheaper price, why would they want to go give Jonas Valanciunas $15 million a year or $12 million a year or whatever it is? So the Knicks have space, but they have DeAndre Jordan as a center option. They have his bird rights. So again, DeAndre Jordan is a guy that I think is probably everybody would agree that is a better player than Jonas Valanciunas. So the only way I could probably see that work is if the Knicks go in and try to spend all their money on max free agents, and then maybe try a little bit of money left over for Jonas Valanciunas, or need a center, but don't need DeAndre Jordan. Again, even if they go sign, if they go out and they're committed to max free agents this year, they're committed to go out and trying to get Kevin Durant. So if they do that, I don't think they're going to have a whole lot of money left over besides maybe an exception or something like that. So that would surprise me if that were to happen. Atlanta has cap space, but they already have centers. They have young centers over there that I don't think they're going to want to replace with Jonas Valanciunas. Again, they already have centers on their roster, so there's no reason for them to move those people for much, you know, who have centers on the roster who are a much less price point than Jonas Valanciunas. So there's no reason for them to move that those people in the need for Jonas. Timberwolves obviously have Karl-Anthony Towns. They have space, but there's no need for that. Obviously, there's no much to talk about there. The Brooklyn Nets, they have space, but they also have Jared Allen. He's been very, very good for them. And so I would be surprised if they were to move off of him. I wouldn't do that, and I don't think they will either, especially if they have Jared Allen at a lower, much lower price point, and they have the space to go out and sign free, max free agents. So they're, again, like the Knicks, they're going out and they're going to try to sign maybe, you know, a Kyrie Irving or a Kemba Walker or something like that, get max free agents in here, and also have a good center in Jared Allen at a much lower price point. So the Nets are out. The Clippers, they have cap space, but they also have Zubac. Again, this is a situation where it depends on what you think of Zubac. They already have him under contract. They have the space. But again, Zubac is a player that is serviceable. And he's at a much lower price point than what Jonas Valanciunas is looking at. So I have to say the Clippers are maybe, but I'd lean more towards no. The Dallas Mavericks have space. They also have to re-sign Kristaps Porzingis. They have some other free agents they're going to want to re-sign as well. And they have Salah Mejri. Again, same thing you look at Zubac before the Clippers, a serviceable center. So that's something that, again, they're probably going to run out of money re-signing their other free agents then before they'll get to be able to sign someone like Jonas Valanciunas. They're going to look at the roster and you already have measuring. It's like, we, you know, it's fine. Like, we have a serviceable center. Jonas is not someone that you're going to probably try to move off of other people to get in there. It's so that you just got to have them. The Indiana Pacers have a lot of space. They also have a lot of free agents they're going to likely re-sign again. And then you look at on the roster, they have Miles Turner and Domantas Sabonis. So that's probably out. They already have two centers on the roster who are good and they are serviceable. And they also have a lot of free agents they're going to re-sign themselves. So they're going to run out of space and they're going to run out of room on centers as well. The Lakers have space and they don't have a whole lot of center options. This is a team that I would target as a team that would go out and probably, you know, that would be a team that would be an option for Jonas Valanciunas. Now, they're going to probably try again. They're going to try to swing for the fences as far as max free agents as well. It's a destination for a lot of free agents. So they are going to have chances with bigger free agents, bigger names. So it would be a likely scenario where you're going to go spend the money. And if you have any, you know, if they strike out on people, then they're overpaying people. Like you saw them overpay Rajon Rondo last year, Caldwell Pope. There's a lot of people they overpaid last year. So that would be a situation where you're really taking a gamble with that team. I think it's a possibility. It's a destination. It's one of the teams I think that would have the money and have, no, they need it. They have a need and have the money for someone like Jonas. Philadelphia 76ers have space, but they have Joel Embiid. So there's not much to say there. The Sacramento Kings have space, but they also have Kosta Kufis and Willie Cauley-Stein to re-sign. They have their bird rights, so they can go over the cap to re-sign those guys as well. Kosta Kufis, again, a guy that does a lot of the same things that Jonas does. Rebounds the ball well, finishes well around the rim. And I think Jonas is a much cheaper option than Jonas Valanciunas. Excuse me, Kosta Kufis is a much cheaper option than Jonas Valanciunas. So, you know, you're looking at Kosta Kufis, he's making like $8 million a year right now. Coming off that contract, he is 30. He's a little older, but you know, you could probably get him for somewhere. You could probably get Kosta for six to seven or somewhere, you know, much cheaper in the mid-level exception or part of their mid-level exception if they wanted to use that and then use another part of that on another player. Again, you also have Willie Cauley-Stein there, someone they would likely bring back as well. He's a restricted free agent. So, you know, if he goes out and gets a contract and they decide to match that, then it's kind of over right there. And it's kind of a done deal for the Kings. The Bulls have space. They also they had Robert Lopez this year. They can re-sign him with his bird rights. Again, somewhere, I think Robin's making like $3 million a year this year, and he does a lot of the same things. So I'd say they're probably, you know, they put them on the list of the maybes, just like the Kings and the Clippers. Those are on the list of people who would have the space, but also already have maybe an option there if they want to continue going with the person they have, they're happy with what they have, they would be on the maybe list of, they would just, it just depends on what you think of Robin Lopez and what the franchise thinks of Robin Lopez and how much they are wanting to spend on a center. The Suns have space, but they have DeAndre Ayton, so that's a non-starter right there. Orlando has space. They also have Vucevic. They can re-sign with bird rights. Plus, they have Mo Bamba, so that's probably a non-starter as well. Utah Jazz have space, but they have Rudy Gobert, so that's also a non-starter. The Pelicans are interesting. They have space. They also have Jahlil Okafor. But this is a situation where it's the same thing. It really is the same situation as the Grizzlies. Especially if they decide they're going to trade Anthony Davis, then you get into a situation where they are a real rebuilding team, and much like the Grizzlies are rebuilding. So why would you opt out and go to a team for $12 million a year when you could probably get the same thing from the Grizzlies? Or you could opt in to the option that Grizzlies make $17 million this year and try to work on an extension with the Grizzlies for something at a lower price point. So that is something that would surprise me, just because I think you're in a similar situation if you go to the Pelicans, because, again, they're in a rebuilding team as well. They would have Zion, sure, it'd be great, but at the same time, the Grizzlies have Jaren Jackson Jr. I mean, there's a lot of similarities there, and you can make more money in 1 year with the Grizzlies and then more possibly work on an extension at a lower rate. The Spurs are another team that they can get there in space if they needed to. They'd have to renounce a lot of cap holds, but they don't have a real great center option as well. So that could be a destination for Jonas. It would both be a destination where they're trying to win now. Of all the teams that I've said, the Spurs would make a lot of sense for Jonas, just because he obviously wants to win. He obviously wants to play on a good team, and so they are obviously going to be good next year, depending on what they do with DeMar DeRozan. I assume he'll be back. LaMarcus Aldridge. So there's a lot of possibilities right there for the Spurs. So out of all those 16 teams, there's other few teams we didn't mention, Boston, Miami, and Toronto. I'll have really good centers that all have player options. So they're going to be out right away, because those centers are going to take their player options of 20-something million, and they're going to take a lot of their cap space. Out of all the teams we mentioned, we mentioned that there would be three teams that would be decent destinations: the Lakers, the Pelicans, and the Spurs, and two or three teams that would be maybes in the Bulls, the Kings, and the Clippers. So out of all the teams in the NBA, you're narrowing it down to really maybe one to three teams. The Spurs, again, the Pelicans, we talked about how they would be in a similar situation with the Grizzlies. So maybe you're looking at the Spurs, the Lakers, maybe one of the other teams. So you're looking at maybe two to four teams that are realistic options for Jonas Valanciunas if he declines his player option. Out of all those teams, that's what you're looking at. And you know, that's not to mention you're banking on the fact that they want you, they have room for you, they want to pay you what you want. It's a good fit. All these things that go into free agency, is it a good fit? All these questions, and that's the answers you still have to answer, and you only get two to four shots at it. So the idea of Jonas Valanciunas opting out is kind of silly. And I think that at the end of the day, he'll look at that and his agent will be like, hey, look, you know, we have all this. These are all the destinations. These are the four teams that might want you, might have the space, all these things. We've narrowed it down to four teams. Do we really want to take the chance on four teams and the idea of these guys maybe wanting to sign you? Or do we take the one-year deal and we see what's open next year in another free agency, or we try to work on a long-term deal with the Grizzlies? That's probably why he'll re-sign coming up Thursday. Coming up after the break, we will talk about some other things that factor into Jonas Valanciunas' decision, and that is, quite frankly, the free agency class. The other centers in this class, that those teams that might have a shot at him, they might want to go after other players as well. Coming up after the break. Today's show is also brought to you by Grip6.com. Grip6 is ultra-lightweight belts with no holes, no flap, and it's a great Father's Day gift. Go to Grip6.com, and they have a special offer for you guys. Grip6.com/lock. That's Grip6.com/LOCKE for the special offer. In the last segment, we went through all the teams that might have a shot at giving Jonas Valanciunas money. Out of all those teams, we narrowed it down to probably, let's just say, a generous five teams that would have the space, that would have the need, and that might be interested in giving Jonas Valanciunas the money and the long-term deal that he wants. So out of all those teams, That's great and all, but those teams also have other options besides Jonas Valanciunas. They also have other players out there besides him. So let's look at the players, free agent centers that are coming up this year that might have some, that factor has in a play in what Jonas does as well. Because yes, there might be five teams, but if there are five other better centers than Jonas Valanciunas, then he's out of luck. So let's talk about their free agent class coming up for the centers in 2019. Al Horford, Hassan Whiteside, Marc Gasol all have player options of lots of money. Will most likely, I'm assuming, obviously, Marc Gasol wins a championship. He is opting into Toronto's player option at 22. Hassan Whiteside has a $24 million option. Again, I don't think he's worth that, but he would most definitely opt into that. And Al Horford has a $28 million player option. Will most definitely opt into that as well. The other top centers that are out there that don't have player options, again, Jonas Valanciunas also has the player option as well. But for the sake of this argument, we're not going to include him in the people we think is going to opt in. DeAndre Jordan is another player that is, is one of the top centers out there that would be considered a top center in this class that doesn't have a player option. So there's DeAndre Jordan. Again, if we mentioned Nikola Vucevic, also a top player, a top center in this class. Probably I would consider him probably one of the best center out there. Robin Lopez is also a decent center. Not great. He's probably not worth the money he got this year. He's $13 million. He's obviously going to be 32 this year. So that's probably not he's not going to get $13 million. But, you know, he's an option, again, for those people who go out and spend a lot of money on free agents or max free agents, and then they still need the center, still need someone to shore up just the center spot and just play solid minutes. Robin Lopez could be an option. Again, that's the same thing for Kostas Koufos. He made $8 million last year. He only played 11 minutes, and he's also going to be 31. But at the same time, if those players, if they need a player this year that can rebound the ball, is good defensively, good around, you know, all the things that you want, but at a much lower price point, Kostas Koufos could be that person as well. Dwayne Dedmon is coming up as a free agent center. I don't know, you know, he's decent. I'd say Jonas is better than Dwayne Dedmon. Boban Marjanovic from Philly is coming up as a free agent as well. He's good. I think that he's, again, one of those players that same thing as along the lines of Kosa. You know, that's the thing about centers these days is that, again, there's a lot of guys. I keep saying the same thing over and over, but there's a lot of guys with that skill set of centers are, you know, you really need them, obviously, to defend, rebound, be good around the basket, be good in the pick and roll, things like that. And all these guys can do that. I mean, those are skills that are easily repeatable. Obviously, DeMarcus Cousins will be coming up for off of his deal with the Warriors, so he'll be coming up for unrestricted free agency as well. Out of all these guys, you know, Willie Cauley-Stein, Brook Lopez, who was so good for Milwaukee this year, he's going to go out and he's going to get paid. Willie Cauley-Stein is probably going to get a decent deal from somebody. Nerlens Noel probably won't get any money. Joakim Noah probably played himself into a deal with someone as a backup center on a good team. He probably played himself into that deal this year with the Grizzlies. But all these people, again, DeAndre Jordan, Nikola Vucevic, Willie Cauley-Stein, but Boban, Brook Lopez, you know, there are three or four, they're probably three better centers than Jonas. I'd probably say DeAndre Jordan, Nikola Vucevic, probably Brook Lopez are all going to get paid this summer. Jonas Valanciunas is probably slots in there somewhere around four or five as the best, you know, four or five ranked center, in this summer. And you say, that's great. Well, you said there was five teams that are available. But then you have, you know, let's just say, for the sake of argument, there are two better centers than Jonas Valanciunas. However you want to rank them, let's just say there are two better ones, and there are five teams that, you know, Jonas could potentially go to. But it's also the same five teams that DeAndre Jordan could go to, the same five teams that Nikola Vucevic could go to. Now, if Nikola left, obviously in Orlando, there'd be a hole there, so that maybe that opened up another team. They also have Mo Bamba. Do they want to sink money into players that they could, you know, overpay for and get them in Orlando, or they just want to keep rebuilding and go with Mo Bamba and try to player develop that guy? So, you know, if that's the case, then it really doesn't open up another team. So you have, you know, maybe you had five teams before and you have two or three better players than Jonas. Well, that narrows it down to just two to three teams that Jonas could go to. So you take all that into account, and I say all this because I'm trying to explain to everybody exactly how Jonas Valanciunas ends up back at Memphis. He might say that he wants to know all these things, and that's great. But when you really look at it, when you really look at the nuts and bolts of it, and you break it down by team, who has the space, who has the need for a center, and then you look at other players who possibly are better than Jonas, you're looking at one, maybe three teams that Jonas can go to. Does Jonas Valanciunas really want to risk it all to go to one of those teams to make, $10 million a year, $12 million a year? Is that really what he wants? When he could quite possibly, stay here and make, like I said, make the $17.6 million this year as a player option, and then work on an extension for the same $10 to $12 million a year that you were going to go out and get with one of those teams. So at the end of the day, it would still surprise me, even on Monday of this week, and it still hasn't been decided. And you would think if it's been decided, it would be, if he wants to be here, he would just have been decided by now. At the end of the day, right now on Monday, I still think it would be surprising to see Jonas Valanciunas take that gamble and not want to be here in Memphis. Because again, you're making a lot of money this year. You can still work an extension for the Grizzlies. If you want that money of $10 to $12 million a year, you want that long-term confidence in that you're going to have a contract for multi-years, and that's what a lot of the players want in the NBA. If you want that, that's fine. You can probably get that here in Memphis as well and make a lot of money this year on top of it. So it would surprise me if Jonas Valanciunas did not opt in at the end of the day on Thursday. Obviously, we'll see. It's coming up quick, and he's going to have to make a decision on what he wants to do. Again, thanks for listening today. I appreciate you guys. Make sure you go and subscribe to the show in iTunes. It really helps me, and it really helps the rankings if you can leave a review in iTunes and just rate it really quickly. It doesn't take long at all. Please go and do that for me. It really helps our show. If not already, go download the new Himalaya podcasting app. You can subscribe to our show straight through that app. It's super easy, super intuitive, and very, very fun. And you can have playlists, and you can find all the podcasts you love directly on that app. If you still don't know where to go after all that, just go to LockedOnGrizzlies.com.